This is GQDN for Wednesday, February 22nd, 2023. In today's news, we have some Xbox news, a little bit of PlayStation news, and what's going to happen at the next Nintendo Direct. But today, we start with a little bit of a recap of the Activision Blizzard acquisition. This comes to us from IGN.com, and they're saying that their legal experts are divided on the acquisition. So they go through a bit of the history of things, and that includes going into its past with this acquisition, and even what Xbox or Microsoft has acquired in the past. In fact, that Sam Castry of Sam Castry Law said, quote, "There's also the issue of Activision to pump out future Xbox exclusives without Microsoft having to pay anything extra for the privilege of exclusivity, like happened with Starfield after Microsoft bought ZeniMax. That's a bit more of a serious concern, but as Microsoft points out, everybody has some exclusives." So he is indeed not lying there. But Gamma Law's David Hope also did say, quote, "For example, whether or not Microsoft will provide Xbox users with exclusive release windows for Call of Duty will likely depend on a variety of factors that are unknown at this point. They may determine that it doesn't make sense for different reasons, or market dynamics 2 or 3 years from now may be such that it doesn't really matter anyway. So it's hard to make the showing to a court that will convince them to intervene to stop a $68 billion transaction. To argue against a merger, basically the FTC has to rely on historical references and the opportunities that Microsoft have to leverage the Activision contact business and how that could negatively affect video game consumers." And they get into some of the Microsoft's response to all of that. And they get into who will win. But that goes into a 50-50 percentage block. So we'll see what happens. But within this, Eurogamer.net is saying that Microsoft said that the deal must include Call of Duty. Now, this is while they were at the UK, while they were at the CMA, and that's the Competition and Market Authority. So, Brad Smith did say, "We just don't see a visible path to sell Activision Studio or Call of Duty game to someone else. So, if you're CMA in UK, I think you're probably going to want to make a decision. Do you want to kill a deal and cement Sony's position on its 80% share of the EU? Or say 70% of share globally in the market where it's been super dominant company for 20 years. So we shall see what happens there and see how strong that argument was. But going beyond that, comicbook.com is saying that Xbox is getting a new controller. Well, this controller will also have an OLED display in the top center of the controller, and I'm assuming, only assuming, that you could put your own text up on that display. But that's only going to go to Series X and S, and we'll have maybe a couple more buttons to it. And it's also the controller that comes from ASUS, called the ROG Recre Pro. So we'll see what happens with that one. Another controller in its ranks. In fact, PlayStation and Xbox, the consoles themselves, will get a Paradise Killer physical edition later this year. This comes to us from Destructoid.com, and on the Paradise Killer YouTube did reveal that they will have released some different artwork for maybe the Xbox and PlayStation. So we'll see what happens there. Now, still going with Destructoid, we have a schedule for EVO 2023. and at Evo on Twitter did say, ready to be a part of Evo history? Get more info at evo.gg and sign up for the event today via the link below. So if you go to start.gg/tournament/Evo-2023, you can sign up for their tournament, or one of their tournaments brought to you by Chipotle. That's their sponsor. And we'll have Street Fighter, Guilty Gear, Ultimate Marvel vs. Capcom 3, Tekken 7, Mortal Kombat 11 Ultimate, Melty Blood, The King of Fighters 15, I believe I said Tekken 7, Dragon Ball and FighterZ, and Guilty Gear Strive. All of that looks good, and the tournaments will be indeed live, most likely online, probably on their site. Now we get to some other gaming news, such as Elden Ring has passed 20 million players. In fact, they said in a press release, Bandai Namco Entertainment Incorporated and From Software Incorporated are pleased to announce that the co-developed action RPG Elden Ring has shipped more than 20 million units worldwide. The title is available on PlayStation 5, PlayStation 4, Xbox Series X and S, and PC via Steam. For more information on the game, please visit their website. Just look up Elden Ring on the web for the quote. Since its release on February 25th, 2022, Elden Ring continues to spark theories and discussions as tarnished from all around the globe, the lands between piecing together characters and events and reveal a deep and mysterious lore. Looking good, y'all. Now, Xbox Game Pass friends and family could be expanding its wings. Now, it was originally just in Ireland and Colombia, but this comes to us from Eurogamer.net, which of course they would know that because they're close to Ireland, of course. But it looks like they're expanding into Chile, Hungary, Israel, New Zealand, South Africa, and Sweden starting today. Slowly, slowly expanding out. Very interesting indeed. That's something that may be interesting to some of you RPG people. GameIndustry.com did say that a turn-based tactical RPG will release soon. In fact, the game is called Stolen Realm, and it will be on early access. It will be releasing on PC, Xbox, and Switch in the next quarter. The game is brought to us by Burst to Flame. And in fact, the studio did release a new world map update. So, if you do like your RPGs and you have Xbox or PC or Switch, you should indeed enjoy the game. Let's see, about over 300 possible skills, over 700 items of loot. Okay, now let's get to a little bit of movie news, because DualShockers.com did say that Super Mario movie will be the only thing in the next Nintendo Direct. And this Nintendo Direct will drop March 9th. It will only have the trailer and maybe some talk about the movie itself. Well, we'll see if there's anything else that comes out with that news, but does look very interesting. In fact, that Nintendo of America did say, join us at 2 p.m. Pacific time on 3/9 for the world premiere of the Super Mario Brothers movie final trailer. No game information will be included in this. That's what we got. We end today's show on a sad note. Eurogamer.net did say that Toru Okada, the creator of PlayStation's iconic logo sound, has died at the age of 73. He made a lot of things, including the Crash Bandicoot the commercials back in the 90s. And he was also one of the founding members of an influential rock band named Moon Riders, where he played along with bandmate Keiichi Suzuki, where Suzuki went on to make music for Nintendo's Mother series. But Mr. Okada made the Sony PlayStation logo opening song. And every time you turn on your PlayStation, you turn that on, you will hear Mr. Okada's influence. Normally, I would say, thank you for listening. This has been a Dawn Forge production 2023. We will see you tomorrow for more gaming news. May you rest in peace, Mr. Okada.